Are you a go-to person? A friend requests your assistance, and you agree. However, what was initially supposed to take 10 to 15 minutes ends up consuming nearly an hour of your time. While you're glad to have helped, you also experience a sense of regret that time could have been spent on crucial tasks you needed to finish. Consequently, you find yourself even further behind, and perhaps feeling somewhat foolish. Shortly after, another friend presents a similar request, and being nice, in your efforts to be accommodating, you sacrifice another hour of your work time. Consequently, you find yourself even further behind. Unfortunately, this pattern often repeats itself. By striving to be kind, you unintentionally assume the role of the go-to person who always fulfills favors for others. Consequently, you may start to harbor resentment towards those who frequently seek your assistance. Moreover, you might feel frustrated with yourself for sacrificing the time that you need for your tasks. Here's a straightforward reality: every time you agree to help someone else, you are inherently declining to prioritize yourself. However, there's a constructive way to break free from this cycle: master the art of gracefully and tactfully saying no, without allowing guilt to creep in. Guard your time. If you protect your time and prioritize your tasks, you will need to do it for yourself. Attend to your responsibilities before tending to others. You must do so to ensure your success. If you dedicate the majority of your time to assisting others without addressing your own needs, you'll inevitably feel exhausted, irritable, and disheartened. Consequently, you'll be unable to assist anyone, including yourself. The fundamental principle of self-preservation is to prioritize your well-being. Once you've taken care of yourself, you can then extend help to others within reasonable limits, always considering your welfare before committing. Assertiveness. Prioritizing self-care necessitates assertiveness, which entails self-assurance and self-worth. It involves articulating your life goals and taking action to achieve them. Assertiveness also means advocating for yourself when needed and making decisions based on your judgment. When you're assertive, you have the freedom to live life according to your terms, without seeking approval from others. Assertiveness requires clear and direct communication. Developing the ability to say no enhances your assertiveness. No can become a powerful tool for positive change in your life. It's important to note that assertive individuals are not aggressive. Assertiveness involves expressing your thoughts openly, without being unpleasant, and without fearing potential consequences. On the other hand, aggression entails being confrontational, hostile, opinionated, and intimidating. Assertive individuals are respectful and refrain from interrupting others. In contrast, aggressive individuals often feel the need to dominate discussions from start to finish, acting as if they possess the sole source of good ideas. They may also attempt to overshadow others in group settings by monopolizing conversations. Assertive individuals are considerate, yet they do not allow themselves to be pushed around. The power of no. No may be a small word, but it holds significant influence. This is why many individuals struggle to say, or feel apprehensive about saying, no. When they do gather the courage to decline, they frequently accompany it with apologies and excuses, almost pleading for forgiveness. The majority of children are taught to prioritize kindness towards others as a fundamental aspect of their value system. They aim for others to perceive them as helpful and compassionate, demonstrating their virtue by being agreeable. Consequently, saying yes becomes a significant characteristic of this life philosophy. As these children grow into adults, many of them transform into virtual yes machines, agreeing to requests from everyone on various matters. Certain individuals develop a habitual tendency to prioritize pleasing others. You fit into this category if you hesitate to voice your opinions, believe you must maintain a cheerful demeanor even when feeling low, actively avoid conflicts, perceive self-care as selfishness, have poorly defined personal boundaries, and prioritize the happiness of others over your own. People pleasers struggle to handle rejection, and the mere thought of saying no fills them with anxiety. Learned behavior. The inclination to say yes frequently often becomes ingrained as a habitual response, learned over time. When someone requests a favor, you may not even consciously consider the request but instead automatically agree without hesitation. However, it's possible to unlearn this behavior. Begin with small steps. Instead of immediately agreeing to a request, intentionally pause for a few moments and carefully contemplate what the person is asking of you. This pause allows you to interrupt your instinctive habit of saying yes. Then, reflect on what motivates you to consistently say yes: a desire for validation, seeking approval, low self-esteem. Recognize that saying yes habitually is a pattern that requires a concerted effort to overcome. Why you can't say no. Many individuals struggle to say no for various reasons. To avoid offending people. Often, individuals give in to prevent upsetting others. However, it's important not to fear saying no. Always express it respectfully. Treating the person requesting a favor with respect fulfills your responsibility, freeing you from guilt. To avoid disappointing people. Saying no may lead to feelings of letting someone down, which can result in remorse. Yet, feeling remorseful for asserting yourself isn't warranted. You aren't obligated to shield others from disappointment when declining their requests. To avoid seeming selfish. Many people maintain a constant yes attitude to avoid being perceived as selfish. However, prioritizing others' needs at the expense of your own detrimentally affects your life. To help others. Assisting others can boost self-esteem, but it's essential to be selective in how you allocate your time, money, and attention. Your resources are finite, and overextending yourself isn't sustainable. To build up low self-esteem. Those with low self-esteem often undervalue their time compared to others. Saying no can bolster self-esteem by asserting personal boundaries. To get others to like us. Some believe that saying no diminishes others' opinion of them. In reality, asserting boundaries garners respect and enhances likability. To appear valuable. Feeling appreciated is important, but excessively helping others at the expense of your own needs undermines your well-being. To avoid missing out on opportunities. Fear of saying no to authority figures, like bosses, may stem from concerns about missing future opportunities. However, prioritizing consequential tasks over inconsequential ones is key to progressing in your career. To avoid emotional bullying. Bullies may pressure individuals into compliance through manipulation tactics. Assertively saying no can thwart their attempts to exert control. To prevent conflict. Accepting conflict, when necessary, is crucial for self-protection. Saying yes to avoid confrontation only reinforces the belief that your feelings matter the least. Saying no without feeling like a jerk. Consider the potential negative impacts of consistently saying yes and utilize these tactics to overcome the habit of always agreeing. Be direct. When asked for favors you're not inclined to fulfill, express a straightforward no without offering excuses or ambiguity. Honesty is key. Don't stall for time. Delaying only prolongs the situation and portrays indecisiveness. Responding promptly with a clear no is more respectful than delaying. Replace no with another word. You can convey refusal without using the word itself. Soften the decline with alternative phrasing, such as explaining your current workload. Resist the urge to offer excuses. Fabricating excuses diminishes your integrity and contributes to a fear of conflict. Instead, decline without offering false reasons. Take ownership of your decision. Avoid using "I can't" as a cop-out. Acknowledge your ability to decide and, if needed, provide a genuine reason for your refusal. Ask the requester to follow up later. Requesting time to consider a request is a reasonable response, shifting the pressure back to the requester. Avoid lying about your availability. Take charge of your decisions and decline requests without feeling obligated to provide false excuses. Others' reactions are their responsibility, not yours. Offer an alternative strategy. If unable to fulfill a request, suggest alternative solutions or recommend someone else who may be able to assist. Describe your lack of bandwidth. Communicate your busy schedule to illustrate your inability to accommodate additional tasks. Be resolute. Stand firm in your decision when faced with persistent requests. Avoid wavering under pressure to maintain your boundaries. Be courteous. Maintain politeness even when declining requests, as rudeness may have repercussions in the future. Say no by category. Establish clear boundaries by setting blanket rules for certain types of requests outside your usual responsibilities, thus avoiding the need to refuse individual requests repeatedly. Reduce the frequency of saying no. When you consistently prioritize others' needs over your own, whether it's 5 minutes here, an hour there, or 2 hours elsewhere, you're squandering your most valuable resource, your time. Once spent, time cannot be regained. What starts as a few minutes often escalates into much longer commitments, consuming significant portions of your day. If you're the type of person who readily offers assistance to one or two individuals, chances are you extend help to numerous others regularly. Consequently, you may find yourself dedicating a substantial portion of your productive hours to aiding others in achieving their objectives, often at the expense of your own. This approach is a recipe for personal disaster. You require a different strategy to decline requests, invitations, and favors without experiencing guilt. Understanding how to gracefully say no and putting it into practice are distinct challenges. Initially, asserting yourself may be challenging. However, with consistent practice over time, confidently saying no without excuses will become much more manageable. To excel in the skill of refusing, start by practicing with minor denials and then gradually move on to more significant ones. For example, politely decline dessert when offered by the server at a restaurant. As you grow more comfortable with these smaller refusals, progress to medium-sized ones, and eventually tackle larger ones. As you become skilled at declining, you'll notice a change in how friends and acquaintances interact with you. They'll be less likely to frequently ask for your time. With an enhanced ability to say no, you'll find yourself needing to do so much less frequently. Key points. 1. Prioritizing others over yourself wastes time and causes dissatisfaction. 2. Practice and dedication are needed to learn assertive refusal. 3. Start with small refusals and build up to larger ones to gain confidence. 4. Setting boundaries is essential for self-preservation and preventing burnout. 5. Say no graciously and guilt-free to maintain personal well-being. 6. Identify the reasons behind your difficulty in saying no to address them effectively. 7. Refusal requires assertiveness and clear communication,